Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Chobot HaLevavot teaches us the proper way to view the events of life that we see unfolding before us. The way it appears to us is, if let's say a man invested in a property and it went up in value and he sold it and became wealthy. If we were asked, how did this man become so wealthy? We would say, he got in at the right time, or he made a great investment. And if a man's investments all went down and as a result left him in poverty, if we were asked, how did he become poor? We'd probably say he held on to the property too long, or he made poor investments. In truth, however, in both of these scenarios, although those were the immediate causes of what happened, they were far from the real causes. In actuality, what happened was, Hashem decided A should become wealthy now, and B should become poor, and he brought his will to fruition. The actual details of how it happened don't matter that much. They are just one of hundreds of ways that Hashem can choose to bring about his will. The Chovot Levavot gives a mashal of a man who develops a system for drawing water from a deep well. He harnesses an animal to a mechanism with a wheel, which has a rope attached to it and a bucket attached to that rope. And when we watch, we see the animal turning the wheel and the bucket of water rising from the well. And it appears that the animal, the wheel, the bucket, and the rope are the causes for this water to be coming out of the well. But what's really happening here is there's a man who wants water. And all of those intermediary causes are just one way which he decided to accomplish his goal. The way Hashem set up the world is that he uses nature to accomplish his will. But we should never get sidetracked and think that the causes that we see are what actually is bringing about the results. It is only Hashem. If someone's building a house and all of a sudden delays come up, or it's taking a very long time to get his permits, those are just the intermediary causes of the delays. They're not the real cause. For whatever reason, Hashem wants the project delayed now, and that's the only reason. Like David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Im Hashem lo yivne bayit, shav amelu bonav bo. If Hashem doesn't want a house to be built, the builders could do all they want, but they'll be toiling in vain. Our efforts can never get in the way of Hashem's will. If a shiduch was broken off because of a comment made by an individual, our natural reaction is to think, it's because of him why all this pain is happening now. But that would be incorrect. People can't get in the way of Hashem's will. They are only puppets who bring about Hashem's will. A man told me the other day, his daughter asked him to borrow the car. He wasn't sure if he was going to let her, but then he said, okay. She came back that night and told him, while the car was parked in a lot, somebody must have damaged it terribly and took off without leaving a note. It cost this man a lot of money to fix the damage. And he's thinking to himself, why'd I let my daughter take the car? I should have just dropped her. I should have said... And he's having so much stress and heartache all over this, thinking if he would have said no, he wouldn't have lost the money. And I told the man, you are thinking incorrectly. First came the decision by Hashem that you need to lose this money. It was going to happen one way or another, and this is the way he chose. Of course, he did it for your best. We don't know why. It might have spared you from something much worse. It for sure was Hashem's loving hand only to help you. When the man heard this, it took away all of his unnecessary heartache. This is the absolute truth. If we train ourselves to think like this, it will save us from so much stress and heartache as well. Have a great day.